Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and I say to you and to all, good day. This is another day to create possibilities, to embark on new opportunities, and it's just a good day. It's just a good day. This is why life is so good, because you always, always have the opportunity to create that which is good, not only for you as an individual, but for the whole of humanity. So I come to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. You can reach me on my website, Sankofa Infinity Ministry, and Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. Anywhere Sankofa is, or Sankofa Infinity is, that is where I am. That is where I am. So I'm always open for feedback. I'm always open for conversation. I'm just open for whatever God has. Yesterday, I spoke on, briefly, I spoke on the difference between the tree of life and the tree of good and evil. And I also brought up the fact that if there were two trees in the Garden of Eden, surely there has to be two serpents in the Garden of Eden. One is in the tree of life and one is in the tree of good and evil. Now, what I find interesting, let me give you a little bit of background about me. First of all, I come from a Christian background. I was raised, groomed as a Christian. I don't necessarily call myself a Christian because of the mystical side that I have come across and the experience that I've had with the divine infinity myself. So with that said, I can truly say that I'm more of a Christian mystic. And that works for me because that is where I dwell and that is where I live, move, and have my being. Then the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who I am. Nevertheless, going back to the tree of life and the tree of good and evil. Now, based on my reference point, which is the Bible and other readings, such as the Matu Nehru, or things that are books that are referencing to the Kabbalion, the Tree of Life. These things, these ideas, these concepts, these beliefs. In my finding, it talks about how the true nature of a man is built on and based within the tree of life. However, because we are in the flesh, we have taken up the tree of good and evil. And because of that, we have the opportunity to create circumstances in our lives where we experience jealousy, we experience hate for one another, we experience sexual immortality, impurity, some type of perversion of some sort. We can experience fits of anger. We have greed. We have lust. All manners of good and evil. Whereas in the tree of life, you have nothing but the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, which are joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, these fruits, the fruits of the Spirit, the true man, now I'll get back to the true man, is what redeems one from the curse. Now, I want you to understand this. It redeems one from the curse of the law. I'm not going to go into that. because I always want my listeners to do their own research. If you can learn to fish for yourself, if I can teach you how to fish, you can fish for yourself, and you can never, you'll never starve. So I'm, you know, it is not my intention to persuade you or give you anything to go by. It's just, it's my intention to lead you into a way that may be suitable for you from a spiritual perspective. That is my intention, or that is our intention as collective beings with the Elohim. That is our intention. Here you have contrast and you have clarity. The tree of life is what brings you clarity. The tree of good and evil is where you suffer and you have contrast in your life. Now, what amazes me about these two trees is that you cannot get away from neither one of them. They work together. It's almost like they complement each other in some kind of way. I was saying to myself that one works clockwise and one works counterclockwise. Because you're always, as long as we are in the physical, as long as we are in the flesh, we are going to have experiences in life that brings us much clarity. And based on your relationship with the non-physical aspect of who you are and the feedings of your fruit will be the result of how you come out of that situation. It will be the result. That's why you can look at a person. Well, no, you can't even look at a person, because even when you start looking at a person, you begin to judge that person based on their conditions and the circumstances that surround them. When it behooves you to know that there's a greater force working behind that individual, bringing forth the good. But it's up to you. It's your responsibility. You're held accountable. As any person who walks around here and thinks and says that he is born again, particularly a born-again Christian, or born-again anything for that matter, born of the Spirit, when you have been resurrected and raised up into, back into the tree of life, you will be responsible for your responses of contrast conditions and circumstances that you experience in life. And based on that result, we will see the fruit. We will see the fruit. The fruit will be the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, the spirit that is within you, which is the non-physical aspect of you coming forth as it needs to be. It needs to demonstrate itself simply because people are still moving towards the middle way. Even though the way is broad, the way of good and evil is broad, wide open, because it appeals and it entices to the emotion, to the desires that we may have. It appeals to that. It's almost like walking into a carnival. Everything appeals to the senses. What you see, how it smells, what it feels like, what it looks like, all of these things. So my message today is continue to move towards the perfecting of your character in order to bring about the demonstrations of the fruit of the Spirit within the tree of life. The tree of life is you. The tree of life is you. But at the same time, the tree of good and evil is you as well, because we have a body. The body. But inside that body, there's a seed that is for the tree of life. Now, because we have free will, we are given, we're always given the opportunity to elevate and expand our consciousness in such a way that we begin to grow into the ways of the tree of life. And you shed daily the old ways, which is the tree of good and evil. It almost reminds me of the changing of the seasons, how we have fall, winter, spring, summer. We have a decrease in things. If there's a decrease in things, then there shall be an increase, because that is the law. That is the law. In the Bible, it states that in my weakness, the nonsensical aspect of me is made strong, simply because that weakness belongs to the tree of good and evil, the nature of the tree of good and evil. But the strength of that tree, the nature of that tree, belongs to the tree of life, and it bears, that is the fruit of it, which is strength, divine strength. Divine strength. You cannot, and I'm a person, you know, I take things literally. So I'm not really a jokey person, although I do have a sense of humor, don't get me wrong. It may be dry at times, but it, you know, it makes people laugh. It makes me laugh. And that's what matters. But I remember a time in this journey where I was on my way to school. It was actually, I had the opportunity to experience the atmosphere and the environment of a historical black college in North Carolina, North Carolina Central University. I attended that. And in going to school, somewhere in me, I said to myself, now that I know who I am from a physical perspective, and that physical perspective is me, about me being a woman, about me being a woman of color, a woman of this age, you know, that is what I was talking about. But I said to myself, and I'm saying the non-physical aspect of my being, I said, if now, since I know these things of myself, I, as the likeness and the image of God. That question alone opened up a whole new world to me, Pandora's box. It opened up a whole new world. So with that question alone, I recognized, because I was already on the path. It was just a matter of time. I had to ask the question, because once the question is asked, then you're ready for the answer. So be mindful. If you ask a question, make sure you are ready for the answer. Be careful what you ask for, because you might not be ready for the answer. But in that quest, as I said, I wasn't beginning, but I had awakened to the fact, the unadulterated fact, that I was going back into the tree of life. I was moving myself back into the womb of the tree of life. This is how I come to be who I am this day. And this is why I speak these things. I cannot speak a thing unless I have experienced it. I don't talk about the non-physical, and I don't talk about God, and I don't talk about I don't talk about Christ because somebody told me or I read it in a book, because at the end of the day, that's nothing but information. I tell you these things because I have experienced these things firsthand, and I'm so, so grateful. So, with that said, just because I have come into the full maturation of the tree of life, I still have to monitor and be mindful of my conduct and how I conduct myself in public or even in the privacy of my own home. Because the tree of good and evil still dwells within me, and it needs constant, consistent pruning, cutting back that which does not belong. Cut it back. This is why Apostle Paul speaks about the thorn, a thorn in my side. He is the tree of life. Right there, he has said it. He is the tree of life, yet he has thorns in his flesh that comes from the tree of good and evil. How awesome is that? Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yet I am a tree of life. Good and evil still dwells in my being. But at the end of the day, I have to be responsible for feeding that tree of life. I have to constantly and consistently feed that tree of life, because somewhere, the tree of good and evil is going to draw unto me the thing of which it is. And it can come from a good place, a worldly good place, pleasure, or it can come from an evil place. But I have to always be on guard, wearing the whole armor of God, the non-physical aspect of who I am, the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, showing my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, gospel of peace. Your gospel of peace can be anything. I'm not going to say it's a Christian thing. I cannot say that, because if I were to say that, then God cannot be infinite in all his glory. The non-physical cannot be infinite. So no religion, no one religion or denomination monopolizes the infinite power of divinity. This is the mind of the kingdom. In my father's house, there are so many mansions there. You know what those mansions are? Dimensions. They're dimensions. So, oh my goodness, this has been a good show. This has definitely been a good show for me. It has truly, truly blessed me. I give honor to the non-physical aspect of who I am, which is composed of all of my ancestors, known and unknown, the elementals of life, fire, water, earth, and air, the four corners of the earth, the archangels and angels, the Orishas, if you will, whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, no one knows what they need to know. No one knows. What we say is based on an understanding. Based on an understanding. So I challenge you today to, once again, I'm going all the way back to last week, celebrate the fact that you are the tree of life and you are here to bear good fruit, bringing forth good fruit to give to those so that you may also be the way, the truth, and the life for another individual. Make peace with the fact that evil and good is dwelling within you because it's another nature. The tree of life is a spiritual thing. The tree of good and evil is a flesh thing. So you make peace with that and do the best that you can do with what you have and how you have it. Always, always stay in prayer, meditation, contemplation. And if you don't believe in prayer, believe in talking to yourself, because that's what prayer is. When you are praying, you're talking or you're communicating to a non-physical aspect of yourself, and it's hooked up to the divine net of the Netzarus, the gods, yet one source. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and close out my show. And you all be blessed.
Just breathe. Just